You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. Many public schools around California are gearing up over the next few weeks for the new academic year. Some are going to be offering classes online only because of the coronavirus outbreak. Some are going to offer in-person teaching, and some are trying out a mix of the two. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says he's got real concerns. For starters, he says schools don't have a vested interest in making these arrangements work. State funding has been changed temporarily to make sure that schools are funded and teachers get paid, whether or not students show up. And Joe says when it comes to actual teaching and instruction, all the options on the table have major shortcomings.
The problem with in-person is that given the lack of the society's ability to control COVID, there are real and justifiable fears on the part of teachers, parents, kids themselves to go back to schools. That means that practically you could sort of blow up a school because you'll have some teachers not show, some students not show. That really doesn't work in a lot of ways. Distance learning has different problems, but its main problem is it doesn't produce much education. We experienced that in the spring, and even though you're hearing promises that it'll be better this time, it's unclear that's true, in part because a lot of the distance learning plans are late to come together. It has equity issues in terms of access to technology. It seems to fuel screen addiction, which is a huge problem amongst kids. So it can cause a lot of damage. And then the hybrid, you know, sort of gives you kind of the worst of both. It gives you the worst of in-person with all its, you know, problems of people not being able to show up. It gives you all the losses of distance learning and its dangers. And I think it could really break schools and break districts because they don't have the funds to do either. So why would we do any of them when there's a more urgent place for us to put our people and our resources as a society? And that's the pandemic itself.
So you've come up with a pretty radical proposal, and that is basically cancel the school year and take the money and resources from K through 12 education and pump it into the pandemic. How would this work?
You need money for the pandemic. You need personnel and money. If we keep doing what we're going to do, which we'd spend the same amount of money and get very little education, or at least education that could hurt our kids, you take billions of dollars, as much as you can, out of the education budget and put it into all the needs you have in pandemic response. We say we can't enforce masks. Well, maybe some with a couple billion dollars from education, you can enforce masks. We say we don't have enough testing materials. We slip that money in temporarily. Then you have personnel. There's a need for many tens of thousands of contact tracers, maybe 100,000 in the state. We have 300,000 teachers in the state. Some of them could become contact tracers. Some of them could add to staff and testing capacity. I also kind of like to use the idea of have kids, perhaps older kids, but I saw some precocious second graders do this recently, sort of accost people on the street who won't wear masks. What you need is an attitude of making the pandemic and getting the pandemic under control the top educational priority, because it is, right? That's the shift of emphasis that I think we need, and we need it right now, as soon as possible.
You don't say this lightly. You have three grade school kids at home, so you got a lot at stake here. But I can hear the protests already from teachers, administrators saying that this could be fine for kids from well-to-do, educated families, but students from disadvantaged backgrounds would be the ones who would be hurt the most. What do you say to that?
I say to that that that's exactly what you're doing under the current educational system. We're leaving the most vulnerable students behind anyway. We've made this choice, even though no one wants to be honest. So it's that objection is hypocritical and dishonest on its face.
Do you think there's a lesson, perhaps, for kids to learn from watching adults, teachers, school staff, parents take on a challenge like the pandemic?
If we could really take the pandemic seriously, society, and certainly in the education system, repurpose itself and its funds around the pandemic, I think there'd be a huge lesson for society and our ability to really take on a challenge. If we could do that, there are reasons to believe that as big a hole as we are in pandemic response, we could in a series of weeks or a few months really turn things around and be in a better position to open schools. But instead, we're just sort of muddling through and leaving everyone worse off. And that's a really, that sends a really negative message. There's a Gordian knot here. There's a big unproductive and costly fight between people want distance learning, people want to go back, and people want to go hybrids. In my community, there's a bitter fight between the teachers and the school board. They still haven't agreed on how they're going to teach. And our schools start on Thursday, August 13th. Okay, it's close. But there's no agreement on instruction plan. Instead of that, let's all pull together, fight the pandemic, and then it's much easier to make these education decisions.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week.